Welcome to this week's Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. Welcome to another Monday. So I want to start with saying the Entrepreneur Experiment community is open. I'm going to start on a high note. The Entrepreneur Experiment community is now open for the next 7 days. You can join for the next 7 days. What it is that on February 3rd, my birthday, I launched a private members community for listeners of the podcast just like you. And we now have 81 people signed up who are active in the community every single day. We're sharing solutions to problems, we're sharing ideas. And the biggest thing is we're just connecting and feeling less isolated. It's a really tough time at the minute, and I'm going to get something else on that in a minute. But it's so tough. It's so hard. And I launched this as a way, basically, of solving my own problem of connecting with other entrepreneurs. It's like why I started the podcast back in the day. It was to connect with other entrepreneurs and to get essentially a mentor every single week. I wanted to kind of broaden that out to other people. So it's not just me one-to-one with someone and you're listening to me. It's somewhere you can actively engage with other entrepreneurs and actually get problems solved and actually do business. Already in the month that we've been doing it, we've had members do business together. We've had phone calls between members. We've had meetings between members. We've had our first event on Saturday, which was really good. It's always hard. People keep asking me, how did it go? It's always hard when you're the one doing the event because you're kind of trying to juggle everything. I was trying to, like, you know, be the moderator and just make sure the tech is working and make sure everyone is able to join on time. And you're kind of juggling a load of things, but I really enjoyed it. We did it on Saturday at 10 a.m. and to have 15 people super engaged on a Saturday morning. So what we did was did a problem-solving masterclass for people, whereby four members got the chance to come in front of the group and say, I have this problem. This is what I've done to solve it. It hasn't worked. And here's what I really want it to happen. Here's the problem I want to solve. And then we had 12 other members who just chimed in with all their solutions and connections and suggestions and ideas. And it was really powerful. And there was this beautiful kind of organic kind of sharing of all these different ideas. And someone else had a different problem, but were able to suggest a different solution. And it was brilliant. And it was exactly what I'd imagined the community being when I started it. So I'm delighted with that. So anyway, long story short, the community is now open. You can join for the next 8 days. Why is that? Well, I kind of want to just compress the joining into 1 week so that people come, join, introduce themselves, and then get into the community. A community is a very organic thing. It's a very sensitive thing. I need to create a sense of ownership among the people that are already there so that everyone feels comfortable. You have to feel comfortable to share. You have to feel open and honest and truthful. So yes, if you want to join in the next 7 days. It'll then close until April 1st again. I'll open it up for 7 days every single month and you can join within that. I want to talk about something very serious for a change. I'm a very light podcast. I keep things very, very light because I only talk about things that I can actually solve or have an idea on. And I generally avoid politics and I generally avoid heavy issues because there's enough of that in the world. But kind of feel we're reaching kind of a breaking point now for entrepreneurs and business people. And I kind of want to use this platform that I have, I suppose, to help people and to possibly start to move things forward. I'm seeing a lot of anger and a lot of frustration and a lot of sadness and a lot of kind of powerlessness, I think. And that's the worst feeling of all for people and for entrepreneurs, is that this feeling of powerlessness. So I'm starting to think about what I can do to help. Is there anything that I can do to share the message of entrepreneurs to kind of further our cause? Because as we've seen from the chaos in Dublin on Saturday, these things get hijacked by extremes, left, right, upside down, sideways. I'm not into politics. I really don't care. I'm into people doing things for themselves. So if you feel that there's something I can do, I'm going to think about this a lot in the next couple of weeks and see, is there something we can put together to help people as we now hopefully emerge from this and to try ensure people have the access to the supports and to the avenues of information and to the people that they need to access. So I'm trying to think how the podcast can help people in this time. Is it either starting to have an honest conversation between business stakeholders and government? Is it honest between business owners and the media? Is it honest? I just don't feel that the message is getting out there. There's people kind of hijacking the message, and Twitter is just a cesspool of people complaining and moaning but not wanting to do anything about it. So if you feel there's something positive we can do, get in touch with me. We'll figure it out. I want to get people involved. So maybe there's nothing we can do. Maybe we'll just keep putting out positive, insightful interviews every Thursday and cool ideas on a Monday. And you know what? That's fine too. It's just an idea. Again, it's an experiment. If there's something we can do, we will. If not, we won't. And we'll concentrate on the problems we have and how we can help each other. On to today's idea / admission. I made a massive mistake with my laptop and with my data management and with my personal storage of information. I talked about it on last week's newsletter. So if you're subscribed to that, you get an email from me every Monday. If you're not subscribed, go to Mr. Gary Fox, subscribe there. I told everyone why I missed a week, and that was Apple, the Big Sur update, basically just made a mess of my laptop. I couldn't use it. It just rendered it useless. I spent 2 to 3 days trying to get it back. I couldn't. I ended up having to wipe the entire thing. It was painful. It was very painful. There was some crying. There wasn't, but I wasn't far away from it. So I almost lost everything, right? And what I mean by that is I had got super sloppy / relaxed about my password management and my data management and my backups. I'm super organized with the podcast. They're all backed up immediately and they're triple and quadruple checked because I'm dependent on someone else there in terms of I would never want to go back to a guest and go, can we re-record that interview? Because you know the thing we did, that beautiful, organic, natural chat we had? Oh, we need to recreate that because I messed up. Never want that to happen. That will never happen because as soon as the podcast is finished, there's 3 backups made of the podcast immediately. But do as I say, not as I do. I hadn't applied that to myself, to my own private files on my own private passwords, and I got very sloppy. When I had to reset my laptop, I lost almost everything because I had relied on Google too heavily for the password management. I know. I can almost hear people shaking their heads and going, "You absolute moron." I know. But there's bound to be a few of you who are just like me and who had just taken their eye off the ball. Today's idea is install some sort of external password manager, not just Google, because you can lose access to your Google as well. I used LastPass. This isn't sponsored or advertising. God, I wish it was. I simply used LastPass. There's loads of them you can use. Essentially what that is, that's a third-party password manager, so you can manage all your passwords and your access so that, God forbid, anything can and does happen. I'll just put a scenario to you, right? Imagine, I was going to say you're out for the day, but where would you be going? So you're somewhere in within your 5K and you've got your backpack, and in your backpack is your phone and your laptop. You're so excited to be out in your 5K that you leave your backpack down somewhere, leave it there, and it's gone. So you've lost your phone and your laptop. What would you do? Where would all your password be? Where would your information be? Where would the critical files be? I know I was in deeply, deeply distressed situation when I was trying to reset all mine. If I see one more CAPTCHA, I swear to God, the whole process took me about 3 days to reset everything. So the moral of today's story is, don't be like Gary. Set yourself up, especially now, we've lost time to do this. Set yourself up with a good third-party password manager and vault manager whereby you can store all your files and you can store passwords. And I know friends of mine are going to text me after listening to this going, "I told you to do that." I know. Anyway, it's done now. We're all happy again. That's my advice for today. Do an audit on everything you've backed up, especially your files. We're launching the March Momentum Challenge today. If you've been following me for a while, I did this back in lockdown 2. How depressing is it that we have these shit sequences and series? They're like an awful movie series. Lockdown 2, I did a momentum challenge. And what that was is that for every day for a month, I posted on social media about what I was doing. That wasn't the challenge. The challenge wasn't to post on social media. The challenge was to be active every single day. So every single day, I would hold myself accountable to that by posting on social media. So I'd work out, or I'd go for a run, or I do mobility, or I do something. And the challenge was to do something active every single day to improve my health. And you know what? Over the course of the month, I felt extremely accountable and I felt great. I felt, to be honest, I felt really bad in January and February, mentally and physically. And this is a way of just getting myself back in action, back in a positive momentum. Momentum is the most powerful force you can use in your life, because once you're in a flow, it's beautiful and it's seamless and you just have that flow state. Whereas when you're stopped, you feel awful. And look, we all know what lockdown is going to be for another couple of months, a month at least. So let's use this month to be part of the community, to hold each other accountable and to do something good. It doesn't matter. Like some people, we're doing it in the Entrepreneur Experiment community. So if you do join now, you'll get access to our private accountability group whereby we share. Some people are reading for 30 minutes a day. Some people are meditating. Some people are doing runs every day. Some people are doing their gym session every day. Some people are committing to working on their college work for 2 hours a day. Some people are committing to working on their business for a new business for an hour a day. So it's not physical. It can be whatever you want, something that helps you be in a better physical or mental state. What am I doing? I have three, so I'm doing the physical thing whereby I'm doing something active every single day. I'm doing something for my mind as well, so I'm learning how to meditate. So I've downloaded the Calm app and started the 30-day meditation challenge. So I'm doing that every single day, and that is helping me. And I'm also doing a reading challenge whereby I'm reading for 30 minutes every single day. So if you want to get involved, you don't have to join the community, but if you join the community, you'll have the accountability group. If you want to just do it with me, follow me on social media and you can follow me there and we can exchange messages and I can help you along. So that's kind of it for today. As I said, the community is now open. It'd be great if you wanted to join. If not, follow me on social media and we can do the challenge together there. I'll see you back here on Thursday for the long interview series and have a good week. March is here. Let's make of it something super positive. If I can help you in any single way, do reach out to me. And if I can help you along the path to getting through this lockdown, I will. Have a great week and I'll see you on Thursday.